Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and Hey. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. It will not include a pop quiz. Let's begin by reviewing the Simanim from the previous eight prakim. So we begin Maseches Brachos, Perek Dalet, Tfilas HaShachar. The first Simon is Zmanim, then Beis HaMidrash, then Shemoneh Esrei, then Keva, then Chamor, then Svina, and then Musafim. Good. Perek Hey, Ein Omdim. The first Simon is Chassidim, then Geshamim, then Kansipur, then Teruf, and then Simon Ra. Good. Perek Vav, Ketzim Mevarchim. The first Simon is Alaperos, then Ta'a, then Shahakol, then Minim Harbe, then Parperes, then Mevarch Lekulan, then Iker V'Tafel, and then Me'ein Shalosh. Good. Perek Zayin, Shlosh Shalachu. The first Simon is Zimun, then Nek, then Ketza, then Lachalak, then Shtechaburos. Great. Perakhes Eodvarim. The first Simon is Yom Yain, then Nitil Maziga, then Mapa, then Mechabdin, then Habdallah, then In Mavarchin, then Shachach, and then Kos. Good. Then Perakhes Haroa. The first Simon is Nisim, then Chamesh Brachos, then Shahachianu, then Nichnas, and then Viahavta. Great. Then we go to the first Perakhampea Eodvarim. The first Simon is Ein Shiur, then Shishim, then Sada, then Inglam, then Elon, then Yemoreach. And then Perek Beis, Ve'el Mapsikin, the Simanim are Mapsikin, then Amas Amayim, then Gadar, then Charuvim, then Shnei Minim, and then Maisa, and then Goyim, and then Chetzia. And then we go to Perek Gimel, Malbanos Atvua. The first Simon is Malbanos, then Menamer, and then Betzalim. All right, so now we go to Mishnah Dal, which deals with the Imalish of Betzalim, mother onions, which are left in the ground to produce seeds and become barely edible. And we have a machlokas whether one has to get payah from them or not. We then have a second machlokas in the Mishnah about Malbanos of Betzalim, Shebein HaYark, square patches of onions, which are planted between patches of vegetables, whether one gives payah from each patch, since the vegetables are mopsig, or perhaps one gives payah on the entire field, because the vegetables are deemed to be insignificant, because they're not machnis elokim, they're not put away for storage. So this information of Dal is going to be Imahus, and I'm going to put in parenthesis Malbanos, but Imahus is the simon for Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah Hay begins at Achin Shel Chalkov. Two brothers split a field they received from their father as Yerusha. Each one gives his own payah. If they become partners, then they give one payah for the entire field. Then the Mishnah deals with a case where someone was sold Kilchei Ilan, tree sprouts, without being sold the land in between them. So the buyer then gives payah from each individual tree, and the Rabbi Yehuda comes and qualifies the din. So the simon for Mishnah Hay is going to be Achin, brothers. So in this session we have family simanim, Imahus and Achin, mothers and brothers, Imahus and Achin, mother onions and brothers that split a Yerusha. All right, so now we go to our simon story for Perek Gimel, and the zikru simon for Gimel is a gamal. So here goes. The camels running through patches of grain, those are the malbanos, that were chased by a leopard, menamer. They started to cry from all the onions, all the betzalim in the field, until they were saved by their mothers and brothers, the Imahus and the Achin. Once again. The camels running through patches of grain, malbanos, that were chased by a leopard, menamer, started to cry from all the onions, all the betzalim in the field, until they were saved by their mothers and brothers, the Imahus and Achin. The mother and brother camels come along and save the day. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.